I want to lead us in a word of prayer in just a moment, but let me say this first. Thank you, Ken, and all of you for communicating love so beautifully. Southern Dogs, it's awesome. We have been, Vicki and I have just been overwhelmed. Some of you are pretty scary looking. But you know how to love, and it's really touched our hearts. So thank you so much. And so did Jeremy, and you've communicated that so beautifully, love for you, for others, and for these precious kids. And Kaylee and Austin, I want to say something specifically to you before I pray, okay? You remember Moses, don't you? Remember Moses? Wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, yeah. Great man, and God used him to lead Israel out of Egypt, you know, out of slavery and through the wilderness. Gave him the Ten Commandments, you know. But he had to die. Really, before he was ready to die, he had to die. And another man took over. You know who that was? You remember who it was? Yeah, you're getting close. Somebody said Joshua. Joshua, yeah, Joshua took over after Moses died. Now, Joshua wasn't Moses' son. But he was like a son to him. He was like Moses' kid, you know, like you guys are your dad's kids. And Moses was like a dad to Joshua. And when Moses died, Joshua thought, what am I going to do? You know, he didn't know. He was scared. In fact, he panicked a little bit. But God is so gracious. Here's what he did. He spoke to Joshua personally. And he gave him a really beautiful promise. And he made Joshua write it down so that we'd have the promise too, because God knew we'd need it too. And you need that promise. And Kaylee, I know you've memorized it already. You may have forgotten it, but I know you've memorized it. And Austin, I want you to memorize it too. This is a wonderful promise from God. And here's what God said to Joshua after Moses died. He said, Kaylee, if you remember, you can say it with me. Have not I commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? That's good. I'm going to help you memorize it, okay? Have not I commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that helped Joshua the rest of his life. The rest of his life, he'd lay down probably to go to sleep at night, and those words would go through his mind. Now, Joshua had to die too. So eventually, Joshua died. And eventually, all of us die. You know, it's just what happens to us. We all die, sooner or later. But God, you know, had something to do with that. You hate death, don't you? I do. That's awful. God hates it more. God said, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to conquer death. You know how he did it, don't you? You remember? He said, Jesus. Yeah. He came, lived a perfect life. We die because we sin. Sin brings death, right? We all sin. We've all blown it really badly. Jesus didn't. Jesus didn't. He didn't sin at all. And when he died, he didn't have to die because he didn't sin. But he died for us, paid for our sins. And he conquered death. He didn't stay dead. What happened the third day? He rose. Yeah, he came back to life. And he's alive now. And you know, his disciples were a little bit nervous even after he came back to life. So he gave them the same promise he gave Joshua. He said, lo, I am with you always. Lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the age, I'm with you. And a little bit later, he said it this way. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. Isn't that awesome? He wants us to remember that. And I'm asking you and challenging you to memorize that verse so that when you lie down at night in your bed, everybody's gone, you're just lying there quietly in bed, or maybe you wake up. I don't know if you wake up in the middle of the night. I do sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we do. I want you to be able to hear God speaking down in your heart saying, have not I commanded you? Be strong, have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is. He'll never leave you. For all of us who are in Jesus, the key is trusting Jesus. And there may be some of you here today in a crowd this big, you've never trusted Jesus. You may not know exactly what we're talking about. Vicki and I would love to, and others too, Ken, would love to share with you what it means to trust Jesus, because that's what it's about. There's the key to victory over death. There's the key to celebration and hope in what we're experiencing here today. Jesus conquered death. We trust Jesus, and therefore we conquer death. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. After I pray, we're going to hear one more song. This was one of Jeremy's favorites, and it was sung by a man named Brooke Stakely, who also died young, by the way. And Jeremy loved to hear Brooke sing. He lived back in East Tennessee where we live. And he's a great singer. The technical quality of this may not be so good. We got the best version we could. But I want you to hear this song very carefully. And after I pray, he'll play the song. And when the song plays, the service will be over. Okay? So, Father, we thank you for this incredible outpouring of love. I thank you for Ken. I thank you for the Southern Dogs. I thank you for all these other people who are here because they love Jeremy. And Jeremy loved them. And I thank you for such a beautiful demonstration of love. And Lord, I thank you that you gave us the greatest demonstration of love that could ever be given when you became one of us. You came down into this world of sin. You took it on yourself. You died for our sins. You rose again. You conquered it forever. Lord, help us all just to trust you until the day you call us home to. And I want to pray especially for Kaylee and Austin. Lord, they need you, and they need all of us in a very special way right now. So help us to communicate your love to them and help them to draw strength from your word, your truth, the presence of Jesus in their hearts. I know they both trust Jesus. Lord, help them day by day, one day at a time, just to trust you and to get from you the peace, the strength, the wisdom to do the right thing, to glorify you, and to look back one of these days over their life and realize that you were in charge of every moment, including this one. We thank you that you never, ever leave us. Thank you so much that you've commanded us, be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For you, the Lord our God, are with us wherever we go. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen carefully to this last song.
I know your life on earth was trouble, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid. We're no stranger to the rain. So go rest high on that mountain, 'cause son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father. Gathered round your grave to grieve, wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. So go rest high on that mountain, 'cause son, your word. Love for the Father.